ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter number 10 and text number from 49 to 54. Hena kale aila tatha आवानंद राय हेन काले आइला तथा भावानंद राय चारी पुत्र संदे पदे महाप्रभु
रापाय
चारी पुत्र संदे पदे महाप्रभु रापाय Hena kale, at this time, Aila came tatha, there,
Bhavanandara,
Chariputra Sange, with his four sons, Pade, fell down, Mahaprabhu Rapaya, at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. At this time, Bhavananda Rai appeared with his four sons, and all of them fell down at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhavananda Rai had five sons, one of whom was exalted personality known as Ramananda Rai. Bhavananda Rai first met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu after his return from South India. At that time, Ramananda Rai was still serving at his government post. Therefore, when Bhavananda Rai went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went with his four sons. They were named Vaninath, Gopinath, Kalanidhi and Sudhanidhi. A description of Bhavananda Rai and his five sons is given in the Adi Leela, 10th chapter, 133rd verse. Sarvabhoma kahe yehi Rai Bhavanand inhara prathama putra Rai Ramanand. Sarvabhoma Bhattacharya continued. This is Bhavananda Rai, the father of Sri Ramananda Rai, who is his first son. Tabe Mahaprabhu re tanre kaila alingam stuti kari kahe Ramananda vivaran. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Bhavananda Rai and with great respect spoke of his son Ramananda Rai. Ramananda hena ratna yandhar tanaya तन्हार महिमा लोके कहना ना आया। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑनर्ड भावानंद राय बाय सेइंग द ग्लोरीज ऑफ ए पर्सन हु हैज अ ज्वेल ऑफ ए सन लाइक रामानंद राय कैन नॉट बी डिस्क्राइब्ड विद इन दिस मॉर्टल वर्ल्ड। साक्षात पांडु तुम्हें तुम्हारा पत्नी कुंती पंच पांडव तुम्हारा पंचपुत्र महामति, यू आर महाराज पांडु हिमसेल्फ एंड योर वाइफ इज कुंती देवी हरसेल्फ, ऑल योर हाई intellectual sons are representatives of the five Pandavas. Raya kahe ami shudra vishai adhama tabo tumi sparsha yehi ishvara lakshana. After hearing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's praise, Bhavananda Raya submitted, "I am in the fourth class of the social order and I engage in mundane affairs. Although I am very fallen, you have still crushed us. This is the proof that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead." And the purport to Prabhupada gives an elaborate explanation. The humble sage, by the virtue, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, 5th chapter, 18th verse, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavihastini Suni Chaiva Shvapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahma, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, or that is the outcast. Those who are highly advanced in the spiritual understanding do not care about a person's material condition. A spiritually advanced person sees the spiritual identity of every living being, and consequently he makes no distinction between a learned Brahmana, a dog, a chandal, or anyone else. He is not influenced by the material body, but sees a person's spiritual identity. Consequently, Bhavananda Raya appreciated Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's statement, which showed that the Lord did not consider the social position of Bhavananda Raya, who belonged to the Shudra caste engaged in mundane activities. Rather, the Lord considered the spiritual position of Bhavananda Raya, Ramananda Raya, and his brothers. The servant of the Lord is also similarly inclined. He gives shelter to any person, any living entity, regardless of whether one belongs to a Brahman family or is a chandal. The spiritual master reclaims all people and encourages everyone in spiritual life by taking shelter of such a devotee. One can make his life successful, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 4th chapter, 18th verse, Virata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Avira Sambhaya Vanakashadya Yemen Echa Papa Yad Apashra Ashraya Sudhanti Tasmai Prabhavishna Venamaha Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha Avira Sambhaya Vanakashadya and the Khasa races and even others who are addicted to sinful acts can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to his being supremely power, being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Whoever takes the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his pure devotee is elevated to the spiritual order and purified from material contaminations. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9 chapter 32nd verse. Mahi Patha Vyapasritya Ye Pi Supyapayunayaha Striyo Vaishyastata Sudra E Pi Yanti Parandapim. O son of Pratha, those who take shelter from me, though they may be of lower birth, women, vicious merchants, as well as the shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. Om Jnanati Virantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militan Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah Sri Chaitanya Manodhistham Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Durpa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Tapada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadrutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Shakamamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanasri Devi Brahmanasri Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Nama Om Vishnu Pada Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinam Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavani Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaur Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare It's not a matter of etiquette that we see such exalted behavior of liberated souls. The fact will be still that we are following in the footsteps of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because the cardinal principle that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us to if we want to worship, then worship only the son of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. And if you want to adopt a methodology of worship, then you should follow in the footsteps of the gopis. If you want to stay for your meditation, then stay in Vrindavan. All the proofs are given in Srimad Bhagavatam, that's for it is faultless Puran. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's opinion for those who are his followers. And it cannot differ from anything else. There are so many other sampradayas, there are so many other mixed up situations. They will find that we try to mix up with the primary methodology that we have been given, that we are supposed to follow in the footsteps, and yet people prefer to use as a preaching strategy to bring in people from anywhere in the world. Well, Srila Prabhupada's preaching is very straightforward. He did not adopt any sideways or add anything in order to make it more appealing to the common people. Throughout Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these exalted personalities whom we are following, the culmination of our following depends upon the cultivation of this Vaishnava character of appreciating the devotees. First of all, Chaitanya ra sangi sange siddha kare man nitya siddha Chaitanya ra sangi sange nitya siddha kare mane je jaye Vrajendra Suta pas. So we are given a very narrow, very strict following, but at the same time We have so many options of so many characters, those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and everybody is following in the same line, but yet they give a different personal appeal to whoever wants to follow. In this way, the variegatedness is the appealing with the unity of going back home, back to Godhead, to only Guru Vrindavan, nowhere else. So it demands such a high character and behavior through the maturity. And here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes an example himself how to receive even his subordinates, but in a very exalted way, claiming them to be very exalted, glorifying them, even though they are followers. We have seen this kind of traits in Srila Prabhupada when he would thank his followers that my spiritual master has sent all of you to help me to serve him. So the thankfulness, the appreciation should be a very very, very important ingredient in the life of a devotee, and he should cultivate it more and more. There is no discrimination. There is no sense of discrimination that this person is a high, low, why should I glorify him, he is my junior, he is that. There is a very shallow mentality. But here we see that even low-born like Haridas Thakur, in Harinam Chintamani is described, in the very first page, his exalted character, you know, and interaction between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and himself. Harinam Chintamani starts with this, that in Jagannath Puri, there are two Brahmans residing. One is in the form of Daru Brahman, means the wood, and another is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the perfect and complete personality of Godhead. And one is giving liberation, but the other is giving love of God. So even Jagannath would be attracted to him. Now, we need to understand during the time of Rath Yatra, the appreciation of Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu interactions. The Jagannath is appreciating in such a way that he becomes stunned. Very stunned. And he gazes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so close, so intimately that the cart stops and nobody can move. Simply by drawing the attention that the love was pulling the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his head and pushed the cart with his head. Jagannath agreed to move, not otherwise. So these descriptions have been explained through the Ramananda Rai and Sarudamaka. These are the two only ones, they were knowing the intimate meaning of this exchange. So here Ramananda Rai is an exalted personality, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not talk to him on face to face. Rather, one who is more responsible to bring out such a personality is his father. This is a character. Don't try to glorify right on the face, but glorify to the source of glorification, a person to be glorified. Ramananda Rai is the son, and the father has to be glorified for beginning such a son. There are Vaishnavas there. Everyone is an exalted personality. Everyone has a different relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But still, when it comes to glorification, then Vaishnava etiquette has been a fine line that we are getting to understand. If such an exalted devotee is there, then the glorification should go to his spiritual master. Like that. You know, do not glorify him right on the face, but one who is responsible, who is representing that spiritual master, father, he has to be glorified. So, God brothers can glorify each other, but that is a friendly glorification. It becomes a mutual appreciation of each other for coexistence. But at the same time, the real glorification or the valued glorification will be if the spiritual master is glorified. Your life is glorious that you have produced a very, very exalted devotee. Yeah, like that. So, there are fine sentiments and in the Vaishnava etiquette, and this detail can be understood through the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's filled with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet he shows the humility. He wants to glorify his followers, that they are exalted. But how does he glorify? He glorifies through the responsible hierarchical arrangement. And here is the father. He is bringing all his sons. They are all glorious. But the recipient of the glory goes to the father. Nobody else. So, but it is very important that the culture of glorification has to be there. Culture of glorification is based on how much intimate service one has rendered. What is our contribution? How do we glorify Srila Prabhupada? That we try to fulfill his desires. It's not a circumstantial situation, it is an eternal fact. That if we go back, come back to Godhead, then what kind of culture are we going to be taking? It does not depend upon circumstantial situations. They may come and go. They are not permanent. Permanent culture is always without a tinge of any envy. If we learn how to glorify the devotee's contribution. We have been working so much together, so many years. And people come. It is simply very nice to see each other after a long period of absence. But at the same time, you know, we need to show that humility. And the culture is there. We pay our obeisances, we hug each other, we miss, and we declare our I missed you for so long. Right? Association is very much appreciated. But because the service rendered becomes the pivot of our contribution, that has to be valued. It's a culture of appreciation, not culture of criticism. Culture of appreciation. We can't find fault with anything. This is the very fittest position for survival in Krishna consciousness movement. The idea is that when a devotee stops all the nitty-gritty complaints around him and try to simply tolerate, because Srila Prabhupada wants us to stay in the in the movement and seek after association for the advancement in spiritual life. So this is the not by words, not by mind, not by words, but by action. The culture of appreciation is the topmost priority that we should target and learn and teach others. So, the meeting between Bhavanandarai, the father, and Ramanandarai and other brothers, everyone is associated with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Bhavanandarai, so Ramanandarai will be glorified by him. Bhavanandarai is the recipient of the glorification. That you are glorious because you have begotten a very, very glorious son called Ramananda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is not, what do we call, glorified any superficiality. No, every action is so meaningful, and it is explained by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita that Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Sunichaiva Shapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. Because that is the position of Lord Krishna to see each and every living entity. He does not discriminate. Samadarshi is the cultivation of Vidya and Vinaya. Vidya means knowledgeability, and Vinaya means humility. If two things are understood knowingly, willfully, then we may be able to put in the practice. So Vidya Vinaya Sampanne. Sampanne means it has been acquired. This culture has been acquired. So one must be eager to acquire, not artificially. Sometimes people need, but they do not need. They have some other alternative agenda. But it may be adopted simply to hide some ulterior motivations too. Right? Isn't it? It is said in Hari Bhakti Vilas about to hide four things. An introspective devotee who is advancing, they have to hide four things. His Ishtadev, his Guru, his Mantra and Mala. What do you mean by hiding? This is the only treasure he has. Naturally, he has to be very protective. Therefore, it is called hiding. Once he receives this treasure, he can't misuse. So, but this position is achieved of an introspective. It means he doesn't have anarthas. He is free from anarthas. Unwanted things in our lives. He has already shunned off. So therefore there is no ulterior motivation. While an extrospective devotee, or he may not understand because he is not free from anarthas. So therefore he may imitate similar behavior, but it won't last long. It won't be appreciated. He might show up just to hide his anarthas. He doesn't value the Ishtadev. He doesn't value Guru. He doesn't value even his mantra and mala. He has less. So the development of devotional character by mind, words and activity will be measured on how one is adhering to the principles of devotion. It's not that easy to tell that refrain from committing or breaking the principles, the four principles, regulative principles. That's not enough. They are cardinal principles of liberation. But liberation is not enough. Eternal position is a pure devotional service, and that has to develop with a proper etiquette. Proper upbringing, proper training, proper bona fides. We are receiving the proper bona fides. We are receiving proper guidance from Srila Prabhupada. The process he has given is perfect. We may be imperfect, but our perfection is pivoted on the perfect process. How perfectly we are trying to develop. So, this particular gesture of appreciating devotees, if we increase in a true perspective, then we will have a very stronger community. We will have a very stronger commitment to the movement, and we will have a very healthy progress. So, the purpose is pretty much straight, but we see this exalted behavior often in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Take Sanatana Goswami, take the example of even Raghunath Das Goswami. They are saturated with humility. So many examples are there. So, when we are reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, become enlivened in order to understand this unparalleled behavior, professional behavior. Unparalleled. It is of the highest category of honoring the devotees, glorifying devotees. So, Prabhupada is quoting even that a spiritual master is supposed to carry on this embodiment of behavior, and he can reclaim all people and encourages everyone in spiritual life. By taking shelter of such a devotee, one can make his life successful. And that is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam Sloka, Kirata Hunanda, Pulinda Purushaka. That all this low bone, as well as less intelligent, you know, they can be cleansed of their sinful activities and become purified if they take shelter of the devotees of the Lord. Due to His being the supreme power. Supreme power. Krishna's supreme power, supreme mercy, is being conveyed through the cultivation of this Vaishnava behavior, ideal behavior. That is the that is the sign of even surrendered soul. Charisma is not a sign of surrender, but rather it's an external feature. There is nothing like internal charisma. It is generally expressed in an uncommon behavior. Uncommon behavior. But for Vaishnavas, this is the common behavior that is anticipated. Vaishnava, community, common behavior. This cannot be uncommon. In this way, through the bona fide spiritual master, one takes the help of this supreme power, everything is possible. Whoever takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead or His pure devotee is elevated to the spiritual order and purified from the material contamination. And Krishna is also claiming that Mami Partha Kapasri Kyesu Papa Yomaya Striyo Vishastha Sudra Yeyam Diparamati. So, it's not that everybody is less intelligent. Everybody can become the best intelligent if they are Krishna conscious. Krishna conscious intelligence is unparalleled. But what it entails to be Krishna conscious means it is all encompassing aspect of the development. Krishna is saying that, O son of Prathad, those who take shelter in me, though they may be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as the shudras, workers, can approach the supreme destination. So we need to keep this guidance and hope in mind all the time, that a progressive aspect of our devotional service must be there. It's not a standstill or a status quo situation. It's not a matter of a status even, because it's ever increasing, ever growing, ever advancing. There's no limit to it. There's no demarcation that when can we enter into the Goloka Vrindavan. We can enter in one moment, or we can enter in many, many ages. It depends upon it. Where is the demarcation? So, because the ideal character anticipated in the devotees is that those who are advanced devotees must show by the culture of cultivation of this Vaishnava behavior.
And S. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expressed. So, any discussion or comment? Yes.
Sometimes we, in appreciating devotees, we may see some areas that they need to improve in, maybe in terms of their spiritual practices. So, is it not necessarily in the thought finding or the compassion, or what's the best way to be hopeful?
If we mean well, then we will be more cautious to understand whom we are trying to, help by instructions or so. It won't go in vain. So we have to be very careful that one should not find it very touchy or temperamental. Or in other words, he should feel that, you are outright criticizing. Like, you don't mean it. So naturally you have to be careful not to express that way. Sometimes English language is falling short to express through the words. But we try our best. It will be cultivated later. May take some time. But never give up that association for whom you want to do the well-wishing. Always a friend.
Yeah. It seems like it's mostly based upon relationship, the ability to help others in their Krishna consciousness with this feeling of love.
Yes, but internal relationship should be more emphasized rather than external relationships. External relationship will fall short of, because it will depend upon the external help, which generally external means material. But if somebody appreciates that you are spending time and by taking care of him in a very confident way, without any intimidation, then naturally appreciation will be there. Moreover, it is customary even in dispute resolution. A mediator is supposed to bring out the positive aspects in both the parties, opposing parties. Put up the appreciating aspect more predominant than the negative aspect. Then you'll be better off. A win-win situation. But then it gives the opportunity to further develop the finer sentiments that will become receptive, to them. That it's not done all of a sudden, but you enter like a needle and come out like a fly. But perseverance will be there, patience will be there. Any other questions or?
Thank you, Maharaj. You said that among devotees we should glorify ourselves, and definitely we're not looking for anybody to glorify us, but when they glorify our spiritual master, we know that, you know, that's appreciated. But sometimes, for the sake of defending Prabhupada, people criticize or put down your spiritual master, and that is very hurtful. And so many of us, we came after Prabhupada left, so we did not get direct association. I mean, we do get direct association with his books, but I'm saying we did not get his initiation and personal association. So we love him as much, but we have been initiated by other devotees. So when someone comes and for the sake of defending Prabhupada, they put down your spiritual master, is very hard. And in one case, in my personal experience, I just didn't know what to do anymore. And I just, you know, because I asked this person to stop, I asked this person to not do it. I was becoming offensive too. So it is a very difficult situation because it's going on, Maharaj. It's going on.
Prabhupada guided. And he gives conclusive answers to such dilemma that we may disagree with some situations. Right? But for the sake of cooperation, we should continue, even if we disagree. We can't take an action that is going to disassociate with the devotees. Our lives are nurtured by association of the devotees. And there will be so many mixed types of devotees will be there. But still, there is some good in every devotee because they have come to Krishna consciousness. So at that time, if we are serious and if we love the topmost priority as we want, then we need to start with ourselves to treat others in the same way as you wanted to get it treated. That's how we have to learn on the deity worship. How would you treat the deities? The very first principle has been given. The way you want to get yourself treated, treat the deities. Isn't it a culture of behavior that we are supposed to learn? Only in that culture you will see equanimity. It is said in the third kind of Srimad Bhagavatam by Kapil Dev to Mother Devahuti that a pujari has to be very careful about his behavior, not only with the deities, but on the strength of his behavior on the deity, he will have to behave with others too. Only in that situation he will realize Paramatma in everyone equally, because he is treating everyone on the same platform. Means Madhyam Adhikari can become Uttam Adhikari. We can't shut down the doors for advancement. Let them be open. It means unless and until we will flow with the devotees, the chance is there and that we may go towards advancement. All these virtues of 26 qualities of devotee, they are marginal. They are tatastha lakshans, not his swarupa lakshan. Swarupa lakshan is surrender to Krishna. On that strength, tatastha lakshan should depend. Otherwise, a mayavadi can also develop tatastha lakshan, and you will be baffled by seeing his character. And that is the point, that we have to be studious. After all, introspection means we have to study ourselves, within ourselves. That all these principles have been described, and now we have to apply. Application means introspection. Verifying that, are we doing this way, this? What will be the best way I can do? All these trainings are embedded in the deity worship. It's not to make the deities attractive. Deities are already attractive. Krishna means all attractive person. How much attraction are you going to add on all attractive personality of God? You can't add. Nonetheless, our service and that much advancement will be recognized. So don't lose the heart. Keep it open. All the good virtues and good thoughts of others, let it come, let it pour it. Ano Bhadra Ratavo Samyak. Let noble thoughts come from all directions. To whom? To us. So we will take what is favorable for Krishna's service, what is not. It's practical. But become introspective. We have to come out from the mechanics of the not discouraging, but mechanics of the sadhana. We have to go through the spirit of the sadhana. Sometimes it happens, but don't lose heart. Prabhupada said, please tolerate, cooperate. Tolerance means cooperation. It is quite equivalent in ISKCON. Tolerate means cooperate. It's not that Prabhupada anticipated our love depends upon that for him. So like that. Rest is circumstantial. Circumstantial situations do not come in Krishna consciousness. Because there are no circumstances. Everything is factual. It does not depend upon time, place and circumstances. How come our happiness depends upon chanting? It's a cardinal, very, very concentrated conclusion. Chant and be happy. How is our happiness is depending upon chanting? We have to think about it. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is not ashamed of glorifying other pure devotees in front of their leader, because the glorification goes to the leader. When people become envious of the leader, then there is a problem. Oh, the glorification was due to somebody else, and how did it go to him? That generates, that is a seed of Ritvicism. That's a seed of Ritvicism. One may become Ritvik. Prabhupada ki jai.